The four convicted men were part of a gang that carried out attacks over 13 months in 2008 and 2009, killing six people and leaving Hungary's Roma population terrified. In one attack in the village of Tatarzentgyörgyi, the gang set fire to a house before opening fire on the occupants. Robert Csorba and his four-year-old son were killed and a girl seriously wounded. Robert's mother, Erzsébet Csorba, welcomed the court verdict, but said she had no faith that the case would deliver wider justice for the Roma.
I can't say it's easier now, it's more difficult. It might be harder for us because of all the heartache that made us numb to life.
Hungary's criminal justice system fails the Roma, according to Barbara Csernasakova from Amnesty International.
The police doesn't really have guidelines on how to identify and deal with hate crimes, and lacks general guidelines how to deal with this specific type of crimes, and also it lacks expertise.
In 2009, human rights groups tried to use the Csorba's funerals to foster understanding between Roma and other Hungarians. But 4 years later, little has changed, says Silvia Varro from the advocacy group Communication Center X.
What we are seeing is that the Hungarian society is very fragmented and broken into two parts. There are our dead and their dead. There is our memory and your memory. And it's very rare to bridge that division.
Roma have lived in Hungary for centuries. Support groups say the fall of communism and more recently the global financial crisis hit the Roma disproportionately hard. Meanwhile, anti-Roma political parties like Jobbik are on the rise, says Barbara Csernasakova from Amnesty International.
There were many allegations in the past that Jobbik was actually using Roma and other groups as scapegoats for the general feeling of discomfort due to the economic crisis.
Csernasakova says Roma suffer discrimination in access to education and healthcare.
Discrimination cuts throughout their lives and affects them from early childhood pretty much until the end of their lives, and it's one of the biggest communities in Europe that is discriminated this way.
From January 2014, Romanian and Bulgarian citizens, including ethnic Roma, will be given free movement within Europe's labour market. The European Union has called on member states to do more to integrate Europe's 12 million strong Roma population. But advocacy groups say it's time the EU took punitive measures against countries accused of continued discrimination. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.